In terms of adverse event and duration of treatment, I mean, duration of bevacizumab was twice as long than duration of placebo, 10 versus 5 months. Duration of interferon was also longer, 8 versus 5 months, which is very interesting and which reflects improvement of PFS. When we look at grade 3, 4 adverse events, there was more adverse events in bevacizumab arm. Overall, 60 versus 45% of the patients had some grade 3 and 4 adverse events. One of these adverse events is fatigue, which is a little higher in the bevacizumab arm, perhaps due to the additive effect of the drug to fatigue, but maybe also due to the fact that there is a longer exposure to interferon, so we don't know yet. In terms of classical side effects of bevacizumab, we observe from 6.5 to 1.2% of hemorrhage, bleeding, gastrointestinal perforation. We had 2% of death in both arms, so same number of death. However, in the bevacizumab arm, among the 8 patients who died, 3 patients had possibly related death to bevacizumab. 2 of them had perforation of pre-existing tumor in the gut. We did perfor and the patient died. So there was some death due to bevacizumab. Not a lot, but as in any large study with bevacizumab, we had a few patients who died from
perforation of tumor in the gut.
Metastasis
to the gut. Yeah. Interesting. Did it look like it was a response?
We don't know. It was at the time where they died, I mean, there was not considered as progressive disease. So is it necrosis of the metastasis, is perforation of the metastasis? But 2 of the 3 patients, we had proof of metastasis into the gut. The 3rd one, we didn't get autopsy and we don't know. We're not sure, but it's probably due to that too.
What about the other issues that have been seen with bevacizumab, for example, hypertension?
We had hypertension, so it was 4% grade 3 for hypertension, like usually with this type of agent. So not more, maybe a little less than with bevacizumab alone. So I don't know, at least it's not higher. That's what is observed with bevacizumab alone. It's not higher than sunitinib or sorafenib, so it's the same range.
Any reversible posterior encephalopathy, nasal perforations,
no.
Any of these newer things that have been coming out?
No, we didn't see that.